Avenue and Stephen Street from County Street to Montreal Street as crews continue work installing pedestrian signals at intersections. Motorists should also plan for slower travel time on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, as well as east of Sand Bay Lane. Utilities Kingston continue sanitary sewer and water main construction in the area, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speed limits. Construction remains underway on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, as well as between John Counter Boulevard and Ascot Lane. Delays are possible throughout the day. Further west, paving operations continue on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Expect intermediate delays and reduced speeds throughout the construction zone. Several closures are also in effect. Short-term closures remain on Sydenham Street just north of Princess Street and on Wright Crescent near Palace Road. Long-term construction closures continue on Princess Street between Frontenac Street and Division Street. Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue is closed Monday through Friday from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. as part of School Street program at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. Norman Rogers Drive remains closed between Van Order Drive, affecting approximately 1.25 kilometers of roadway. John Street between Montreal Street and Baggett Street remains closed and is expected to stay closed throughout June and July. Turning to the weather, the afternoon will increase with the chance of showers. Winds are coming from the west at 32 kilometers per hour, and there remains a 30% chance of showers through the afternoon. Temperatures will reach a high of 21 degrees this afternoon before cooling to around 19 degrees this evening. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Check out the Skeleton Park Arts Festival happening all weekend long, or head downtown on Saturday for the Princess Street Promenade with live music, local vendors, art, food, and plenty of activities. There's lots happening around Kingston this weekend. So this has been your afternoon news brief, and be sure to stay tuned in for more CFRC programming coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. It's now 1 p.m. here at CRFC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and you're listening to This Just In. I'm Sari Bandy, back at it again with a tasteful curation of new, Canadian, local, and a handful of international picks today. You know the deal, each week I'm bringing you hot new gems I've mined out of the overflowing CRFC inbox, and a few personal picks from my own rotation. Fun fact, I actually have a friend whose summer internship is above ground mining. Today, to pick you up from the arduous labor you might be undergoing at work, on this lovely sunny Friday afternoon, I have a punk and metal-filled rock fest with a touch of Riot Girl sprinkled on top, lined up for y'all today. Well, let's get right into it with the lead single Crush Forever off Metric's new album, Romanticize the Drive. Metric needs no introduction. Brie Larson's cover of their song Black Sheep for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World haunts karaoke nights at Sneaky D's to this very day. Speaking of Sneaky D's, the beloved Scott Pilgrim Institution for Toronto Live Music is at risk of being torn down for more soulless Toronto condos. I know Kingston's loss of the mansion devastated me and many others who love Kingston's live music scene. If you want to help preserve this music landmark and ensure we never lose another beloved institution to condos, check out SaveSneakyD's.com for more information. I repeat, SaveSneakyD's.com. Well then, let's get back into our regularly scheduled programming. Unbelievably formed all the way back in 1998 by duo Emily Haynes, who doesn't look a day over 20, and Jimmy Shaw in Toronto, and later joined by Jules Key Scott and Joshua Winstead in New York, Nixon 5. They continue to solidify themselves as alt-rock legends, creating anthems for girls at any age, not just 17, and anyone who identifies with Haynes' powerful vocals and cutting lyrics, elevated by the evocative instrumentation of Shaw, Scott, and Winstead. Now, that's enough for me. Let's get into it!
Crush forever.
you're stuck with me again. You're listening to CFRC 101.9's This Just In with me, Sri. Man, Metric always does hold up. You just heard their new song, Crush Forever, off Romanticize the Drive. Lord knows I need to romanticize my drives with how much I have to jet from Kingston to Toronto. Speaking of Toronto, I have a couple Toronto-based artists really rocking my world for you. First off, we have Thea May, a 26-year-old Anishinaabe singer-songwriter. By day, May is a miner out of Sudbury. I know, the youth yearn for the mines. But by night, she's a songstress who harnesses female rage and digs deep, pun intended, to create deeply personal but resonant pop-rock dissertations that keep you dancing. For fans of Hole, Lola Young, and Alanis Morissette, her new single, Head Transplant, might be right up your alley. The single explores the premise of a head transplant. What if you could step inside someone else's mind and see through their eyes? May reflects on the song concept. Basically, someone's so off base with you, you're like, shall I give you my head so that you can take a look for yourself, feel all my feelings, and see through my eyes? The irony is that even when I'm in your head and looking with your eyes, you're still ugly in there. Sadly, pretty relatable for anyone with Hinge downloaded. And you can catch her in Cornwall July 9th as she goes on tour. I'd be remiss to not highlight queer music during Pride Month, so I present to you Toronto's Moonbean, a queer electronic duo who lace their synth hardware set with lush vocals. Their experimental electronica weaves in psychedelia, acid house, techno, and disco, while their performance style harkens to a punk aesthetic. They've recently released an album entitled Works, which encapsulates singles created from 2022 all the way up to 2025. Today we'll be hearing their single, Worlds Collide. Speaking to self-expression and community, their lyrics weave mantras to empower their audience. For fans of Nine Inch Nails, Ladytron, and Eurythmics, Moonbean's music is innovative in a way that tricks you into feeling something nostalgic. But by the end of the track, you'll realize it's unlike anything you've ever heard before. Last but certainly not least, we journey to Montreal with avant-garde post-punk artist Key Avil, or Vicky Mettler, whose work echoes the stylings of PJ Harvey and Earth Eater, and has gained incredible acclaim in its own right, with her 2024 album Spine being named Bandcamp's Album of the Day. I had the pleasure of seeing her live opening for Godspeed You Black Emperor a few years ago, and she had me spellbound. Key Avil's new single Beg is what you'll be hearing today, and it's actually the newest installment of their album Vapor, consisting of three prior singles released with a few months between them. Rather than produce and drop a traditional album, she's teamed up with NNA Tapes to experiment with one track at a time over the year release schedule. To be clear, this is not merely an album with a bunch of singles. This is Mettler writing, recording, and releasing her album in real time, in chronological order. It feels, to me, like a response to the public diaries that have emerged over on social media. Much like a TikTok Get Ready With Me, it's an intimate Write This Album With Me. Mettler says, creative inspiration is often like a vapor, appearing and dissipating quickly. This album represents what inspires me in the moment. Okay, you must be sick of hearing me talk by now. I'm getting sick of the sound of my own voice. Well, so let's get into the music. Up right now, you'll be hearing Head Transplant by Thea May, Worlds Collide by Moonbean, and Beg by Key Avil. You like to cut me down at the ankles when I'm dreaming. What a feeling. We're always looking from different angles. And it kills me. I've been thinking. Oh, oh. Maybe I can make you a masterpiece. Take my head and feel my feelings. Head transplant, you could keep a piece. Take my eyes, see how I see it. Loving you make me tight in my head. Think you're ugly from the inside, baby. Take my head, cut me off at my neck. You're still ugly from the inside, baby. You show, but you'll never blame it. It just don't hit when you say it. What if you just amputate? Thank you.
full many times before.
Welcome back to This Just In with Sri. You just heard Head Transplant by Thea May, World Collide by Moonbean, and Beg by Key Avil. We're going to keep this energy going with a pretty eclectic, or should I say electric, assortment of Canadian music that's all pretty darn heavy. First on the docket, we have Vancouver extreme groove metalers Without Mercy and their new EP Infinite Loss. Recorded after uprooting their lives and spending 10 days living inside the studio environment, Infinite Loss captures a period of intense pressure, creative risk, and uncompromising honesty. For the first time in their career, the band left home to make a record, crossing borders, abandoning routine, and committing fully to the process. They draw inspiration from Meshuggah, Decapitated, Fit for an Autopsy, and Gojira. And as a Gojira stan who has Mario Duplantier's drumstick proudly hanging in my room, they have my stamp of heavy as hell approval. You'll be hearing Glass off Infinite Loss. Fun fact from the band, they got their inspiration for Glass when they went out to see Meshuggah live, and Meshuggah's performance being absolutely epic. Now we somehow get heavier with Toronto, Ontario heavy metal power trio Thunderoar. Formed in 2020 by multi-Juno nominated musicians JJ Tartaglia and Johnny Nesta of Skullfist to deliver hook-driven anthems inspired by the golden age of arena rock. Their new album, Bleed For It, serves as the official soundtrack to Thunderoar the Musical, the band's ambitious rock opera production that debuted at Toronto Fringe Festival in 2025. Its artwork captures scenes from the stage show, setting the mood for a sweeping tale of adventure, danger, and heart. If you like Death Clock, this one's for you, and you'll be hearing One Chance off the album today. Now let's lighten it up a bit and get kinda really weird with Arriba de su Muro, the second album from Montreal's Confusion, a rambunctious and festive outfit who mash up ska punk, cumbia, and the traditional music of the Andes with a rebellious spirit and strong engagement towards social justice. It was formed in 2012 by two Chilean immigrants who met in pre-gentrification Verdun. Pablo, a punk rocker from Santiago, and Luciano, a multi-instrumentalist steeped in the protest music of the indigenous-led resistance in the south of Chile. The band has expanded and is now a truly multicultural mix, with members from Peru, Congo, and Quebec. I'm certainly a Latin lover of this album. You'll be hearing the title track off Arriba de su Muro shortly. After that, we're going to have Glass by Without Mercy and One Chance by Thunder Roar.
Choose your salen a buscar no nos pueden encontrar porque bailamos siempre allá.
Arriba de su muro. Arriba de su muro. Arriba de su muro. Arriba de su muro.
Hey. Pasamos por arriba, pasamos por pueden ni dormir porque la muerte les trajo. Roca muda ya veo que mandan desde acá. Pero eso es lo que quiere el capital absurdo. No comparten a este mundo. Nosotros lo tomamos y ese es el punto. Arriba los que bailan, arriba de su muro. Arriba de su muro.
Huge surge of illegal immigrants came pushing through that gap, trying to get into the United States and successfully doing it. Border Patrol has been finding these cuts in the wall all over the place. They try to fix them. There's nothing they can do about it. They say it's like a game of whack-a-mole.
Now, wasn't that just delightful? You're still listening to CFRC 101.9's This Just In. And you just heard Glass by Without Mercy, One Chance by Thunder Roar, and the title track off Arriba de su Muro by Confusion. I know that that was a lot to take in, so I'll ease off the gas for you for just a second with some new tracks from local legends Luscious, Exigent, and Protest the Hero. I know they're not exactly local, but I'm counting them considering how many shows they put on in Kingston. Well, I'm infatuated with Kingston's Luscious, and that happens to be the title of one of their hot new singles that have landed them opening for some pretty big names like Def Leppard and Tom Morello. Bringing a modern interpretation of classic rock to stages across the country, the band's mission is simple: keep rock and roll alive. With a polished band, a powerful frontwoman in Brielle LeBlanc, much like Metric's Emily Haynes, Luscious brings a real festival-ready rock energy. Festival being the key words here, because you can catch them June 26th to 27th at Dev Fest, performing along with the Strombellas and the Trues. Set along the St. Lawrence River and just a short drive out of the city and into Cornwall, the two-day event blends major live music with fully integrated hospitality-driven experience, where guests can walk from the stage to the hotel room, visit the spa, and enjoy the weekend without the usual festival chaos. You can find more about Dev Fest on their website, devfest.ca. I repeat, devfest.ca. Well, let's get a little bit heavier with local heavy metal rockers Exigen and their new LP, I Am Rot. With a passion for hard-hitting riffs, powerful vocals, and anthemic choruses, Exigen is quickly making a name for themselves in the local music scene. Their high-energy live shows have been leaving audiences in awe, and they're quickly gaining a reputation as a band to watch. I've been loving the gritty production on the new EP, especially in the song The Wanderer, which is currently the most underrated song of the new release, so I hope it gets more ears on it today. And the last local band I have for you today is only kinda local, with Whitby's Protest the Hero. I know Whitby isn't that close to Kingston, but if you played at the Mansion, you're Kingstonian in my heart. The prog metal Genty Guitar Lords have officially returned with an announcement of their new album, Within. It's the first album being released in 6 years. For once, someone took longer than Loads to drop a new album. They released a brand new single, Mouthpiece, just last week, and just in time to compete with Polyphia's new single for how many guitars with like 10 strings you can possibly fit into one track. The main vocalist, Rhodey Walker, describes Mouthpiece as the track Within Withins that's from a macro perspective. This is not without reason. It's about the controlling powers that have convinced us that everything needs to be divided into binaries, despite the fact that very few things truly exist within them. It represents the beginning of a bold new chapter for the band and expands on the technical intensity and fearless experimentation that have defined their career while delivering one of the most politically charged songs to date. I, for one, am excited to see how Sheet Happens can possibly transcribe 6 different 7-string guitars for the inevitable tab book drop with their album release. With that, let's not dilly-dally any longer, and let's dig into Luscious's Infatuation, Exigence, The Wanderer, and Mouthpiece from Protest the Hero. And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed hearing some local talent. You're back with me, Sri, listening to CFRC 101.9's This Just In. You just heard Luscious with Infatuation, Exigen's The Wanderer, and Mouthpiece from Protest the Hero. As sad as it is, all good things must come to an end. But do not fret, my dear listeners, I'll be back next week. But before I send you off to enjoy the rest of your Friday, I have to put y'all on to some of the new music gracing my personal rotation. Starting off strong, we have EK3, an American rock-infused electronic duo whose new EP, Eclipse, is taking the Earshot charts by storm. As a duo, they make the kind of electronica that balances pulse and polish and grit, cinematic builds, hooks that linger, drops that hit without losing heart. Despite being from very different sonic worlds, they found out that they had a shared language. Not the polished kind, but the shorthand that lets you say, "What if we make it uglier?" And they both reach for the same knob. With EK3, we're coming full circle today. They're for fans of Metric, Yule, Shy Girl, and FKA Twigs. I personally really love Yule. I still vividly remember when Pocky Boy came across my YouTube suggested. And I think I'll be doing you the same favor by getting EK3's song Beautiful off their EP Eclipse across your airwaves. For this last artist, we'll be skipping across the pond and potentially crashing onto some rocky shoals with Sirens of Saint-Tropez and their new EP Impossible Desires. And my favorite song off of the EP, A Girl's About to Lose Her Mind, featuring an artist I love, Saint Evangeline. This project was the product of two very witchy women, Kate Epps and Ocean LeClaire. Epps also goes by the stage name Honey Gentry when she performs solo. Formed in 2024, releasing a song of the band's namesake, the duo from London continue to conjure dreamscapes of sound that transport you into their reality and sink you into the depths of their limitless imaginative collaboration. Effortlessly evoking a 60s medieval revival atmosphere with a blend of Ethel Kane, Lana Del Rey, Chelsea Wolfe, and Mother herself, Anna von Hauswolf, this song wouldn't be out of place in an Anna Biller soundtrack, the famous director of The Love Witch. I hope their Siren's Lament haunts your ears today and forevermore. You'll be ending off with EK3's song Beautiful off their EP Eclipse, and Sirens of Saint-Tropez and their new EP Impossible Desires, and their song A Girl's About to Lose Her Mind featuring Saint Evangeline.
Am I not pretty enough? Or something that you might like? Am I not pretty enough to try on for size? And I just wanna be the thing that you dream of when the lights go off. And I just wanna be the one that you dream. So tell me I'm beautiful, that you want me, that you need me, baby. Tell me I'm beautiful, that you have to have me. So when you see me, what don't you see? Just let me.
Hey, friggin' buddy here, coming to you live from Spicer's Dockside Grill. You know, over on Wolf Island there. It's friggin' beauty over here. Like I'd say, best waterfront patio in Kingston, hands down. Right on. So hop on a ferry or a jet ski or whatever and just get over to Spicer's Dockside Grill and see for yourself. They're open for lunch and dinner Thursday to Sunday from noon to 9. And they got free live music every Friday and Saturday night. Frig yeah!